It's inevitable. You are going to get it. It is going to come to you. And, you know, it's just a fact. Eventually, there are going to be some people that don't like you. I know. Yeah, you can't please everyone all the time. In fact, you really can't please everyone, to be more exact. And that's why I just get so often a lot of people ask, you know, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with these internet trolls? How do you deal with the bad reviews, the haters, and sometimes even the creepy stalkers? I do have a little bit of a system that I've put in place for myself that has worked out for me and many others before me. So I'm going to tell you more about that in today's podcast episode. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
I am absolutely tickled pink that you've taken a little bit of time out your day to go ahead and tune in to Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, episode number 60. 60, that's crazy, right? And you know what? This podcast wouldn't have been possible without the fine support of folks like you that listen in. And also sponsors like winningwriters.com. They actually have the 6th annual North Street Book Prize competition. It runs every year between mid-February to June. And this is typically the contest goes until June 30th every year. So self-published writers can enter their books in any of the 6 categories and have a chance to win from the pot of over $12,500 in prizes. And it grows by the year. You're probably wondering, is it legit? Of course it is. I'm not going to get behind any kind of sponsors or have someone, you know, sponsor my channel if they're not legit. In fact, I did my due diligence. And the funny thing is the North Street Book Prize competition has a co-sponsor, and that co-sponsor is BookBaby, a very legit and reputable organization. Speaking of legit and reputable, the Alliance of Independent Authors actually recommends this competition. That's huge because the watchdog service is very scrutinizing. They want to pay attention to every little detail when it comes to prizes and competitions to make sure it's on the fair and on the up and up. And Winning Writers is one of the very few that get the recommendation by Ally. Hey, if you would like to see if you can get yourself into the competition, you can head on over to winningwriters.com/Dale. There's 6 different categories. And as long as your book's underneath 200,000 words and it's self-published, they want to hear from you. So again, head over to winningwriters.com/Dale. Okay, so it's the problem. And you know, this is so funny. I had actually had some issues recently, and I think some people that have been following me on social media might have seen some of the issues because I've posted via Facebook and Twitter. Instagram, I had a rather nefarious individual decide that they're going to go ahead and spoof me. You know, and it's flattering. They spent a lot of time. They went and did a bunch of screen grabs. They took a bunch of my pictures. They put a lot of funny things in there. And yaha! And then they spent more time spamming my DMs, which went into my spam folder. And lots of just weird stuff. And so, of course, I reported the issue. No skin off my back. This person wasted so much time trying to put this elaborate thing together. And honestly, at the end of the day, they've just wasted their own time and wasted other people's time. I hadn't discovered it if it weren't for the fact that I actually, good friends of mine over at Rev.com, and this is not a sponsored, you know, push or anything else like that, they'd actually reached out to me like, hey, I think you've been hacked. And then that's when they showed me the link, and I was like, no, that's not me. I'm like, that's somebody else acting like me. And so I'm going to tell you that this is going to come to you at some point or another. You get to that certain level of success, you're going to start to get a lot of the bad actors crawling out the woodwork. How do you respond to it? What do you do? I'm going to give you a few scenarios that typically happen and how you should address those. And last but not least, I'm going to make sure to wrap it all up with some of the best practices when it comes to all of these things and what you should do to really safeguard your business as well as your mental health, because that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Let's start out with bad reviews. Bad reviews are inevitable, much like everything we're going to be talking about. Might as well just stop saying it's inevitable, because it will be. You will have some people that don't like your book. It's going to happen. Don't let it hurt your feelings. Some people just won't like it. Maybe they think there's a plot hole. Maybe they think your characters aren't very relatable. Or maybe they think that, you know, it sounds too much like another story or something like that, and they're going to leave you a bad review. Every now and then, though, you're going to have some people that are just downright hateful. So there is going to be something you're going to need to differentiate. You need to put on your business hat, take off your writer hat. This is no longer your baby. You got to look at it as an asset. It's didn't like versus outright unfounded hatred. And you're going to see some reviews that are one star. This person's a terrible person. I think that they should quit writing, blah, blah, blah. That's just hateful. As opposed to someone saying, I didn't like the book. Or I didn't like this certain aspect of it. Those type of reviews, the I didn't like it, are just fine. Okay? It's going to happen. Even some of the best books that are known to man have one star or two star reviews. It's going to happen. But every now and then, you're going to just find someone who's just spewing out just hateful vitriol that you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with this person? And there's a few ways you can kind of address this. The very first thing is going to be, if they're just outright hateful and they're just putting some stuff on your reviews that just has no place there, there's a simple process. And on Amazon, they actually have something that's called Report Abuse. You can actually click the little hyperlink and it'll lead it on over there and make sure that you're not just going in there because they didn't like the book. Make sure it's absolutely certain that this person is just absolutely hateful. Sometimes you can actually go onto a reviewer's profile and see that they might have a history of these type of things. Just want to give you the reality of the situation, though. Amazon sometimes is hard-pressed to pull off reviews like that. They absolutely are just one of those type of deals that 9 out of 10 times, they're going to tell you no. Every now and then, though, if you state your case pretty well, they'll remove it. For me, honestly, I just almost never bother with the low reviews. Gives a nice little balanced view of things, and when somebody sees that it's just hateful type stuff, you know, if someone sees a review, they're like, oh, I hate Dale's face. You know, chances are pretty likely either someone's going to probably snicker and be like, huh, I hate his face too, but it's not going to influence their decision to buy the book or not buy the book, because they clearly know it's not based on the book itself. The other thing is respond versus not responding. I'm going to recommend that if you feel so strongly about it, that you have to respond, take a nice deep breath, take a step back, and do it in a professional manner. Do it in a way that you're not just playing a little bit of volley back and forth with this person, because you don't want to be doing that. If you are going to respond once, you got to respond for all reviews. That's the 5 stars, the 4 stars, the 3 stars, the 2 stars, and the 1 stars. Don't just treat this person with specific bias. Like, oh, well, I only respond to 1-star reviews. No. You got to go all the way across the board. You need to handle all of them in a professional and tactful manner. Michael Matthews is actually a great example of this. And I'm not sure if he does it these days. I haven't checked out his books lately. But Michael Matthews is a fitness author. Probably one of my heroes coming into the business when I first broke in as a fitness author. And each one of his reviews, he always responded with some thoughtful comment. And sometimes if it was just hateful rhetoric, he just had a canned response. Sorry you didn't enjoy the book. Best of luck to you in your future endeavors. One of those type deals. It was something very simple, and I'd recommend. Go take a look at his books, and you'll see how he responded. And it was very tactful. And sometimes they would respond back, but he'd never respond thereafter. It's like, you get one shot. I'm going to say, sorry you didn't like it. That's that. For me, honestly, I don't lean on one side or the other. For me, I just almost would rather spend my time getting more reviews than spending time trying to, banter with some type of a hateful person. Okay, so kudos to Michael Matthews for doing that. And if you want to go ahead and do that, please, by all means, maybe get a canned response for any time you get somebody who's just being hateful. And speaking of hateful, let's go ahead and transition over. We talked about bad reviews. Let's talk about haters. You're going to have some people that absolutely hate your face. Like, they're going to hate the ground you walk on. And really, honestly, it's their business, not yours. I honestly don't care. It's so funny. I think I had a conversation with somebody once, and you know, I'm a big metalhead. I love heavy metal. Been liking it since I was a kid, since I had long hair. Yeah, believe it or not, I had that at one point or another. And some people just don't understand it. Like, how do you enjoy that? I don't need to explain it to you. I just enjoy it. It's something I like. Something that makes me happy. I don't need to explain that to you. And so the same thing goes for somebody's hatred of you. Who knows? Maybe you cut them off in traffic. Maybe you had a sentence in there that triggered them and they didn't like it. Maybe you have an opposing view that they don't particularly like. So they've decided they're going to go ahead and be very vocal about who you are and how you speak against everything that they are for. One of the things I just say when it comes to haters, don't engage. It's a losing battle. It's like a spit fight. You're going to get spit on you either way. So what's the best way not to get spit on? Don't go into a spit fight. Screw that. I got better things to do with my time. I'll write my next book. I'll market my next book. I'll go get an interview on a podcast. I'll create a new video. I will create some type of change in the world that this hateful person is not creating by focusing all their time, energy, and intention on you. Here's the thing. Zero tolerance. I will block a person just like that. I don't care. If you're on Facebook, you want to go ahead and give me some hate comments? Blocked. See ya. Bye. I don't care if somebody else sees it. Whatever. It's like a kid throwing a temper tantrum. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm not going to sit here and scold this kid for throwing a temper tantrum. You go ahead and throw a temper tantrum on your own time. Me? I ain't got time for that. YouTube? I see a hateful comment? Bye. You're booted. Don't even just spend any time thinking about it. It's a waste of actual time for you to even worry over this person who hates you. So haters, they're going to come. I promise you they will. The more successful you are, the more they're going to crawl out the woodwork. And as long as you continue to be you and be authentic and be real and connect with your community and grow your tribe, you're going to discover they're going to be outnumbered. All of your community is going to outnumber the haters out there. And you shouldn't allow that one voice to be heard above your entire community, because your community is always going to rally and stay behind you and support you. Number three, oh man, this is the creepy one, stalkers. Stalkers are going to come. There's going to be some people that are really weird. I know my wife's had some that have reached out to her, and yeah, they particularly like her, and they send her some inappropriate comments. And I know for the recent person that was spoofing my profile, that's some stalker level stuff. If you're spending hours putting together a fake Instagram profile, dude, get a life, man. I'm not all that in a bag of chips. And you're going to get some stalkers that either hate you or they have a very unhealthy love of you. So you're going to look at a super fan versus a crazed serial killer. Easy for me to say, right? Super fans are great. There's going to be the people that share every single one of your posts. That's awesome. Applaud them. They're part of your community. You should definitely have some super fans out there. But then there's going to be those that kind of step over that line. That super fan that takes just a little too far. And I actually had somebody that, oh man, they were stalking me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And I finally just had to do this. I had to draw a line. Said, okay, that's it, dude. You have taken it too far. There was just some real off-color things that I was like, ooh, no, 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 no. So sometimes if you got to reel in that super fan, you got to kind of just say, look, this is my personal life. I don't want you stepping into my personal life. You're coming into my personal space, and you set expectations for this person. If not, if you don't feel comfortable, revert back to haters. You just boot them. Okay. And it's actually a little process that my wife and I love to call boot block buy. It's easy for me to say. I'm having a tough time with today's podcast. Good Lord. Or you just ignore them altogether. Now, to me, if they just eat up too much of your time, ignoring is probably going to be the best option. Just push it on. Now, if it is serious enough that they're threatening your life, that they're showing up to your front doorstep, that they're, you know, sending some rather lewd pictures to you or anything else like that, You just got to report it to the authorities. That's, you'll know when it's the right time. But if they're just being obnoxious, they're being a little overzealous, it's going to be a simple thing. Set expectations or boot them. See ya. All right, so before I get to this very final tip, the most important tip of all when it comes to dealing with internet trolls, I want to give a really quick plug here. And that is that I've got a mission this year, in 2020. I want to positively impact 100,000 authors and aspiring self-publishers. The way I could do that is through my YouTube channel. And I'm currently right now at 32,000 subscribers, and it's my aim to hit 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Because believe it or not, well over 60% of the viewers are unsubscribed to my channel there. I know, shocking, right? So that means that there's well over that 30,000 that are watching my videos on a regular basis. So if you can do me out, do a little favor for me, help me out. You're going to head over to dalelinks.com/YouTube and subscribe to me today so you can be one of the first 100,000 people subscribed to my channel. Mean the world to me. Alrighty, and we're on our way to 100K, and I want you to be part of that mission. So in any event, I want to kind of start to wrap things up today. It's been a little bit of a serious podcast, but hopefully you've had a few laughs in the process and some of the things I share. So one final tip I want to give you. When it comes to online business, it's like a video game, I had a friend of mine once say. You know you're going in the right direction if more bad guys start appearing. So have you ever played a video game, you know, where you've got to go in a specific direction, you got to fight all the bad guys, but if you go the wrong way, all of a sudden the bad guys dry up. Chances are very likely if you start seeing more bad guys popping up, you see more haters, you see more, you know, bad reviews, you see stalkers, things like that, that means you're probably going in the proper direction. Zig Ziglar also put this way. Don't let negative and toxic people rent space in your head. Raise the rent and kick them out. And I can't agree more. I'll tell you that the more time you spend dwelling on the people that are hateful and negative and toxic, the less time you're spending on the people who actually really love you and appreciate you. So don't get hung up on some of these folks. But you're probably saying, Dale, how do I cope? How do you cope with the situation of hateful people and bad reviews and stalkers and bad actors? The very first thing I'm going to recommend is meditation. All right? I know this is a little bit outside of my scope. You know, you're like, stay in your lane, Dale. You're supposed to be talking about self-publishing. Yeah, you know what? Meditation is like exercise for the mind. And the stronger you can make your mind, the more you can be able to respond to these bad situations in a more positive light. So I meditate on a regular basis. I'm not going to tell you any specific tips on how to meditate. You can just do a Google search and then meditation and find something that works for you. And I spend every day at least 15 to 30 minutes in meditating so I can get myself centered and I can be able to respond to issues like this and not lose it. Because I'm sure about 5 years ago, had this fake profile come up, I probably would have lost my mind and been really upset and wanted to hunt down this person and give him really extreme physical harm. Now these days, I'm like, it's whatever. And, you know, the other thing is, folks, is you got to be empathetic. I heard Gary Vee say this once, and I was like, empathy? Why do you got to show empathy towards these folks? See where they're at and appreciate where they're at and where they're from. Let's just say, for instance, maybe this person who just decided that they wanted to go ahead and exact revenge on me was a person I didn't process a refund on once. Maybe they bought a product and there was no return policy on it and they asked for it and I didn't give it to them. So now they're out to get me. Oh my. Or maybe they just saw one specific interview. They heard me answer a specific question and said, well, this guy's a piece of garbage. And it was enough to trigger them to fill their life with more meaning beyond what they don't have. So then they're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick on this guy. It's fine. It's his business. I'm just going to go ahead and see him where he's at. It's fine. You go ahead and do that with yourself. And if you're one of these type of people, they're eating up all of your time on being toxic and negative with people, you need to probably check yourself. Because I don't think I see Warren Buffett out there spewing hateful rhetoric on people. I don't see Bill Gates doing it. I don't see Jeff Bezos doing it. I don't see J.K. Rowling doing it. I don't see Stephen King doing it. I don't see anybody successful in any line of work being hateful on a regular basis to any one person. Why? They're too busy handling their own business than to worry about having to chase after people that they dislike. So just be empathetic with those folks. They're probably in a bad spot in life. I'm sorry for them. You don't have to feel that way either. That's all up to you, though. As we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to do a little bit of a friendly reminder that there is a subscribe option on the various podcasting platforms, including on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Blueberry. You can go ahead and hit the subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and do me a favor. If you can leave a review, be greatly appreciated. I do appreciate all of that. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.